Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, you guys have kind of collected linebackers over the last couple off seasons. Grabbed a few, added a lot to the room. Just talk about DeMario Davis and what do you think he means to that room?
DeMario's obviously has played in the NFL, and he's been a very good player, been a versatile player when he first started. He was there with Harris, and he played the Will. Then when Harris left, he became the Mike, so he's got versatility. He's also a three-down player, so he brings all those attributes to us from a versatility standpoint, third down. He's got good leadership skill. I think he fits in really well with the group. I think he's a very good addition, personally.
Coach Schiller, is that something that you emphasize when you look at DeMario Davis, that rep he had where he really contained and forced Mark Ingram in the cutback, where it's like Mark Ingram had no chance to get that edge. Uh-huh. It seems like he was very disciplined in that run.
He did a very good job. You know, for a moment there, he was outflanked, and he did a great job of using a technique there to get back outside that helped him on the play. So, again, I think his experience in that case helped him set that edge. But you're right, that was his job, and he's got to get that play turned back in at all costs for that matter. You know, because if that thing gets outside him, it's going to go in the end zone. But that is, I think that's just an example of how he got there, actually. Like I said, was more an example of what experience can do for you.
Now, Coach, look at all the players that you've coached, and you got to have these kind of players. Look what he's done the past two seasons with Robinson. I mean, where you don't think he's going to be starting. You know, he's a valuable backup. Kind of even came here initially as a special teams guy, and all of a sudden he's like your starter, but highly productive starter.
Yeah. Well, Craig's done a good job. Look, Craig is tough. He's competitive. He's smart. You know, stature-wise, he's a little bit undersized. That's kind of why everyone says exactly what you just said. He's more of a special teams guy. He has been, or at least that's what he came with. But in Craig's eyes, you know, to his credit, he sees himself as the guy. So when he does get the opportunity, I think he raises his level of play. He has stepped in and done a real nice job for us. And he just adds to the competitive group. You know, the thing that's kind of nice about Craig, too, is he's got real good leadership ability. So whether he's on the field for a defensive snap or a special team snap, he's very good at bringing the guys together. He's not shy as far as that goes, and that says a lot about his personality.
What do you like the most about your linebacking group?
What I like most? Wow, that's a tough one. I mean, there's a lot of things I like.
I'm sure there is.
Look, for number one, it's a cohesive group. Yeah. But it's also a very competitive group. You know, all of them see themselves as the star. I say all of them, but the top four or five guys, they see themselves as starters. And obviously only three and sometimes only two can be on the field at one time. So if anything, I've always thought that the competitive level of any player is probably the strongest attribute he can have. There's a lot of talented guys out here, but if you don't have a competitive fire, you're going to kind of – you know, you're going to probably ride the bench more than likely. So, anyway, but I would say the competitiveness is what I like the best.
Well, what is your take right now, Alex Anzalone? Is he like a rookie again, considering when he got hurt? I mean, I know he's not a rookie. He has to be more confident.
Yeah.
But is he still one of those young guys? Obviously, you wish he'd have that experience but had the injury. Yeah. But where is he at right now?
Well, he missed, like you said, he missed a lot of games. But the thing that's good about him is Alex is further along than just a rookie for these reasons. Number one, he's bigger, stronger than he was a year ago. He's done a great job in the weight room. I don't know that they had a great program as far as Florida goes when it comes to the weights and things like that. But he's done a great job of that. So that's number one. He's bigger and stronger and faster in that regard. Alex is an intelligent guy. So
now, Coach, is he a three-down player?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Sure is.
Because, you know, we always talk about him in pass coverage, but never, like, you know, go knock a snot bubble, run snuffers.
No, he's a three-down player. Okay. He is, no, without question. I think in the past, because of his shoulders, I don't know that he's really learned how until – that's the thing he's got to progress in. I think going forward, when he learns to play at the point of attack a little stouter, and I think it's going to come with the confidence he's going to have in his body. Because he is, I mean, if you look at him, I mean, he's a good-sized guy compared to what he was a year ago. He's much bigger and stronger, so that'll help him a lot. But, yes, we look at him as a three-down guy.
Mike, we were talking to Dennis Allen last week, and he kind of said, you know, his I guess, mantra, for lack of better words, is his idea is to get as many the best 11 on the field. With linebackers, does it matter if they're a Mike or a Sam or a Will? It's just a matter of figuring out that combination of packages?
Well, what matters is the best 11, just like he said, and somebody's going to – look, you don't want – it's like Tom Landry used to say, you know, you don't have two starters, you got two backups if you can't get on the fence, cannot get off the fence.
Right.
And so we'll get off the fence at some point on them. But I will say, there's at least five guys in that group, if not more, that have an ability to start in this league. All there are different levels, but I'm just saying we've got a good stout group. So it's the competitiveness I was talking about is going to make us better in that group, because it's a good group.
I guess what I was trying to get to is the versatility, I guess, in the group. You got guys that can play the Mike and play the Sam or play the Will, so that gives you guys some options.
Yeah, it does, in case somebody gets nicked like they did a year ago. But you'd like to have the best Mike, the best Sam, and the best Will, as opposed to saying, hey, look, you got to play this position because I got two of these. You know, so the versatility is nice. And like, as you've already said, we do have that among them. I mean, all of them, with the exception of Manti. Manti's been primarily a Mike over his years. The rest of them have all been all three spots.
How well did he play down the stretch when you had some injuries?
He played great last year. Manti played his tail off. He played outstanding. He really did. And the thing that's kind of nice even right now is he's moving so well. You know, last year when he got here, he was still nursing the Achilles that he had torn the year before. That took him a good part of the year to get that back full. By the end of the year, he was playing really well. He really helped us many times in the course of last year, and that, you know, especially when AJ went down, because then he became the full-time guy.
The familiarity you had with him with the Chargers, was that a big part of why you wanted to bring him here?
We were looking for backers last year when I took the job, and naturally in the process and grading everyone, he was a guy that the knock on Manti has been his durability. And so people stayed away from him. Fortunately for us, he was very durable last year and played the whole season, because nobody's really argued the fact that he's been a good player. It's just been, you know, if he's not on the field, he doesn't do no good. And last year he was on the field for us.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.